Good afternoon, Sunshine Country. 27 minutes now before the hour of 2 o'clock, and I'm joined, as I've been telling you today, by the new executive director of the Montgomery County Family YMCA, Adam Graybill.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Adam? Pull that mic a little closer.
I'm great, yeah.
So, nice to meet you, Adam.
You too.
We have with us Jason Orme, no stranger to the Country Sunshine listening area at all. Jason, how you doing?
I'm good, Aaron. Thank you.
Most exciting thing going on today in your world is what, Jason? Getting to visit with me, probably.
Getting to visit with you
of course.
And Adam out here. It's
yeah.
Adam's first time on the air. So.
Yeah. So.
And we're happy to introduce him.
So tell me, Jason, a little bit about the process. You and I talked when there was going to be an executive director position.
That was November, man. Yeah. That was duck hunting season, if I remember right.
It was, as a matter of fact.
So we opened the position up probably mid-November, had it advertised through the end of the year over the holidays. We probably had 50 to 60 candidates online that applied.
Kidding. Wow.
So quite a few, actually. And, I mean, you know, that includes some people that aren't qualified
or
from all over the U.S. that apply. We had, I would say, I phone screened probably maybe 15 to 20 of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of narrow it down to five or six that are hiring committee wound up interviewing, Adam being one of those people. And we had several great candidates, a couple that actually backed out, when it came down to it, decided they didn't want to relocate here.
Yeah.
And that was really a big deal to our board to be, a part of this community.
Mm-hmm.
A pillar of the community is the term we used in our hiring process. We want you to be involved here. We want to see you out and about.
The why is a big part of discussions that take place in the community.
Yep.
I mean, it just is. You talk about the school district. You talk about the city, the county, the hospital, and the YMCA.
Sure.
I mean, these are the things you've talked about a lot.
Yep. Those are some of the reasons that people relocate here in the first place. So.
Yeah.
So got down to, I'd say, kind of two finalists. The other person actually had some YMCA experience, and I would say the two things that really led us to Adam were passion and management experience. So Adam, I can kind of let you give your background, but he's and maybe the third thing is he's a local guy. He's been a member of our Y before. He's not too far away. Doesn't require a move or relocation for Adam, he was really excited about the opportunity, and we wanted to find someone that was passionate about it, would be if they weren't already rooted in our community and has ran similar size or larger businesses before. Mm-hmm. So
you have a back, so you're a local guy, Adam.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Pull that mic up a little closer there. So, tell me a little bit about where you're from, your background. Jason mentioned that you've had business experience in running businesses, some multi-location businesses, my understanding as well. Tell me about yourself.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Council Bluffs. 10 years ago, we moved out here to Emerson. My wife worked for Boys and Girls Club and had some clients out in the area, and she found this house. And I said, if we move, this is our last move. The next time, we're burning everything down and getting out of here. But she found this house and fell in love with it. And immediately, I got calls from the school saying, hey, would you want to be a teacher? I was like, actually, not right now, but my wife would love to. So we interviewed. They hired us as a tandem. She ended up taking over the job. Still there is the food and beverage director, or the lunch lady in the mm-hmm. foods class there. But I've always been in restaurants, and I've always been in management. So spent the first couple years at 15 as a dishwasher, quickly moved up to chef, spent 20, 23 years as an executive chef. And those hours take a grind on you, and 12 and 14 hours a day. I wanted more. So I started looking into management, got a director's position over 9-location restaurant in Omaha. Loved it. COVID hit, and we had these restaurants that were ready to be opened. We had it all ready to go. We didn't have any staff, and no one was coming out. So we parted ways, and I did a couple other things, to get my resume a little stronger. And most recently, I spent the last 2.5 years at the Cottonwood Hotel in Omaha, Nebraska as the director of banquets. Great job. But it was a job. I wasn't passionate about it. So this whole time, as I'm a chef and I'm cooking, I'm really into fitness, working out, lifting weights, did some mixed martial arts, some training, some jiu-jitsu, and it's just something I'm passionate about. And when we moved here, my son and I looked around and were like, there's nowhere for kids to go. There's nothing for them to do. So a couple years ago, we opened Menace Athletics in Emerson, kind of just had the building, the availability for kids to come in, train, do whatever they wanted. You know, all they had to do was be passing classes. If you can't pass a class, you can't come in and have fun. So he's turning 16 this year, and we decided, let's shut the gym down. Let's get you a car. But yeah. I still had that passion. I still had that fire to do something for the community. And I wasn't really looking for a job when I seen this, and I thought, man, this is me. This screams me. And I applied, had great conversations with board members, had interviews, and, you know, I was the lucky one that got picked. And in these first 5 days, it's been a whirlwind, but I'm learning so much. And, you know, I can bring that same energy and passion that I had in Emerson and what I do for the school in Malvern and bring it here to Red Oak. And, you know.
So you've managed multi-locations, a number of employees, but your passion has always been in that MMA, fitness, working out, kind of.
Yeah, the MMA was just to test myself and see, you know, I'm too old now. I can't do any of that. But, yeah just fitness, staying in shape. You know, I have a son who's 15 who's into every sport you can be in. And, you know, just helping him figure out how we get there and how we make everybody better, you know, with the limited resources we have in the communities.
So 5 days in now, right?
Yeah.
You started Monday.
Yes, sir.
You've met all the staff.
Yep.
Still getting your arms around it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Is there training involved in that, like through the YMCA organization?
Yeah,
what does that look like going forward?
Well, on the 18th, I have a gentleman named Wade coming down. He'll be a facilitator to help me advance what I'm doing. I'm going to spend these first 2 weeks just really seeing what happens in my location, what the people want, what the staff looks like. And then when Wade comes down, he'll be able to give me the tools to get the YMCA part of it. Like Jason said, you know, hiring someone who has YMCA experience is great, but they know what the Y does, and it's here's what we've done, here's what we do. I think I bring a unique perspective with my background to look outside of what is normally done and question, can we do these things here?
Yeah.
Can we bring this big city feel to this YMCA here in Red Oak?
So, and the thing about the Y, too, it meets Grant, you've just started. So what I'm about to ask is unfair, and I know it is. So
bring it on.
You're meeting a lot of different age levels. You're meeting first and second graders. You're meeting 75 and 85-year-olds.
Yes.
And programming from everything in between.
Yes.
So that's a pretty big breadth of programming that you're going to be taking on, right?
Yes.
So, and again, that's kind of what you're getting your arms around, looking at. Do you anticipate continuing programming, new programming, maybe tweaking programming? Again, you're 5 days in, so there's a lot to learn.
Yes.
But your thoughts on that?
Yes, obviously, we want to grow and build and make this a community center. You know, we want to be more than just a pool and a gym. We want to be a community center that's all-encompassing. You have a birthday party. You have a group that wants to meet somewhere. This should be a place where everyone comes in and they feel like we have something for them. This is where my management of people is going to come in. We have a great staff with Timberly as our programs director. You know, Macy with the aquatics director. We have the people there. They just are looking for me to help guide them. You know, and I think they're hungry and they want to do these things and they'd want to advance the programs. That's where I'm going to be able to come in and help them. Like, I couldn't tackle this by myself. It's going to take a team.
Yeah.
Like we talked about before, you know, I really believe that it's not my YMCA. Everybody has to be on the same page, and we have to have a cohesive mission so that we can execute.
Has it been invigorating so far?
Yeah. It's every day I come in and I'm happy, and it's more than a job. Jason and I talked, you know, my success will be from membership and the community happiness. Like, I can get a paycheck anywhere. I can go anywhere and get paid a good amount of money. The feeling that I get from building this community and building the things they want and operating on a high level is going to be rewarding enough for me. Like, this is more about my passion than my career. You know, the career was, I get this money, but I could see myself doing this long term and keeping this passion. I've been doing this since I was 15. I still feel the same. Like, I feel like a little kid coming into work. Like, I have this giant, massive building that unlimited possibilities, you know, and I just see so much opportunity there.
So what do you see happening? Maybe Jason would have a better feel for this. Our demographic as our community has changed over the last, since the Y's been there 25 years in that location?
Yep.
25 years in that
25.
Building? Our demographics have changed without a doubt in our community.
Sure.
Do you anticipate a different use of space in the building? More weights, more tennis, more pickleball, more, I mean, how do you, what do you see? Or maybe you haven't addressed that yet.
No, it's something we think about all the time. So, you know,
I think you just did a big upgrade on your weights recently, didn't you?
We did. We're still in the process of that. We're like halfway through. So I know, like, my dad was on the board at the beginning of the Y in the 90s. And I think at that time, like, they were just looking to build a gym.
Yeah.
You know, there was no building. They, I think, rented a building that is now turned into campgrounds for our fair. But,
you're exactly right.
But at that time, it was like, can we get a gym so we could have, you know, basketball practice? I think we were short gyms in Red Oak. And I think you go back 25, 30 years, the weight room was like a vanity thing. You know, I was probably of that generation where we started exercising in high school and lifting weights outside of a sport. Right.
Yeah.
So that has changed. You know, there's, all age levels using that facility and they're using it for different things. Right. We have a beautiful tennis center that's now getting used a lot, probably more for pickleball than tennis, which is great. I think our goal, you know, short-term goal for the board is to get Adam in and comfortable doing his job.
Absolutely.
Long-term goal is to get more people using the Y. So whether that's coming in to play pickleball, take a class, utilize the weight room, utilize the swimming pool, whether that's grandpa and grandma bringing kids in and making sure that we're accommodating to that. You know, one change that's taking place and had a high impact here in the last 3 years is opening 24-hour access.
Yeah.
So our Y has about 1,000 members. During COVID, that was down in the 600 range. So we've kind of climbed back up. I think at the peak of the Y in the early 2000s, as far as membership wise, we were close to like 1,200. So we're really trying to get back to and above that. We have a third of our members now, so over 300 utilizing the 24-hour access.
Yeah.
Which means there's more hours in the day to utilize the building. You know, we pay to heat, maintain, upkeep that building, staff it, whether the doors are unlocked at the front or not. So, you know, the more we can get people to utilize the facility and the better. Here in the last probably 2 years ago, we did a community survey, and that was like a 30-mile radius of Red Oak, and a little bit beyond that of people that could utilize our facility. You know, some of the feedback that came in is the Y needs to be like a gathering place. Like, I want to feel comfortable to hang out there. You know, folks that maybe live alone or lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we brought, sounds silly, but we brought coffee into the lobby. It's just free coffee during the morning, and you'll see people there hanging out at the tables. We've got a gathering place for after school. After school programming is a thing I think long-term we're interested in pursuing for kind of that maybe, I'd say between, like daycare age and high school age.
Absolutely.
And there's funding available for that. It's just, you know, we need someone that is creative enough. We don't have a huge budget to figure out how do we implement these things if, you know, there are some financial limitations.
Oh, absolutely. And it is a phenomenal facility.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't walk into that and say this is a 25-year-old facility.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't do it. You'd walk in and think this is really nice.
It's beautiful. Right.
Pretty remarkable. But it is incumbent to always evaluate what you're doing and how the demographics have changed. I mean, that's just part of the way you do it. Are there resources available through the Y? Maybe other communities of our size throughout the nation that might have, say, this is what this Y has done that's been tremendously successful.
Yes.
Or that sort of thing.
That's probably, you know,
now Adam can get on that, right?
Adam was talking
write
about
that down, Adam.
Yeah, Adam was talking about Wade, and that's one of the other things is Adam will kind of get assigned, in addition to Wade, like a mentor at another Y that's, you know, been in the Y system for a long period of time. There's actually a great guy, Dan, in Atlantic, who Adam's already, I think, spoken with once. But, you know, Atlantic has, you know, it, as time goes on, demands change, demographics change, right? You have to adapt and reevaluate your business. So Atlantic kind of went through that process a few years ago. I'd say we're in the middle of that process, and we're seeing membership increase, which was taking place, you know, while Carrie was there and still to this date. So,
pretty exciting stuff, really.
Yeah, certainly. I think it's a fun time to be coming into the Y. As you compare us to a lot of others, I mean,
we're fortunate, Jason.
We're fortunate.
We are super fortunate.
We don't sit on any debt. I know that's like the Des Moines YMCA system. They like battled through that. They financed a lot of their buildings. So
yeah,
I'm kind of getting into the weeds here, but I mean, we're in a good spot financially. It's our why. We have a lot of freedom. You could tell the passion here with Adam. I think that
doing push-ups before you got here.
Came
he
over
had
the
me doing push-ups.
That's something we're excited about because you have to be excited about doing this job because there's not a huge financial reward there. Yeah. So it has to be something you're passionate about.
Well, and it is meeting people. And Adam, you can speak to that too, as far as, like I said, literally you're going to be dealing with first and second graders and you're going to be dealing with, you know, grandma and grandpa, or maybe great grandma and grandpa and everyone in between, right?
Yeah.
I've coming in having coffee from the teenagers coming in and hanging out. And you kind of have to meet them where they're at, right? And have a spot for everyone to feel comfortable and come in and have their thing that they do. So,
yeah, we want to make sure if grandma has the kids, they can come in, drop them off, do their thing. You know, it's going to be all encompassing. So we do have the daycare and the thing. And these are long-term plans. You know, once I come back and we do this every time, you know, I'll start giving a little bit of things that we're looking into that I keep hearing in the community as I go to the banks and I go to these places and have conversations with their leadership. I keep hearing the same things.
Yeah.
So now it's time for me to figure out how to make changes and give the community what they're looking for.
And absolutely. When I said earlier that we're blessed to have what we do, I mean that. I mean, we are fortunate. And I hope we don't take it for granted as a community, what we have, it's available. It is unbelievable.
I think that naturally happens.
Over time.
Yeah, I lived in Omaha, and I mean, I belong to the Y here, but you can use your membership anywhere, right? So I'd go to some of the Omaha Ys, and I mean, really ours is as nice as any of them there.
Yeah.
We are really fortunate to have the type of facility that we do here in little old Red Oak, Iowa.
Well, I am. So you're going to be out talking to people. You're available. We'd like to have people come in and meet you.
Yeah, I'm available every day when I'm there. My office is right by the front desk. Come in. We will be doing a meet and greet probably within the next month for myself and a couple other staff members once we solidify that. We really want the community's input. You know, I can't do this alone, and I don't know what I don't know. So we're really going to look for the community to come out, have a conversation, and just, you know, start advancing this a little bit at a time.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good stuff, exciting stuff. So anything else, Jason, what did I leave out that we need to touch on?
Gosh, nothing I can think of. I know we have spring sports here right around the corner. It's warm out today. It kind of gets me excited.
It is.
We finally got some rain. So
yeah, we needed the rain.
Man.
That's for sure. Grass is going to be growing soon now.
Right.
So
soccer is probably the next big thing here. So,
did you have soccer when you were in high school, Jason?
I would say soccer probably started with like Nick Zimmer in the 90s. And it was co-ed soccer when I did it.
Yeah.
Probably like up until eighth grade.
Did you play soccer, Adam?
Yeah. A young 5-6 years old, I'm playing soccer.
Okay.
On a co-ed team. Yeah.
I think Will played on a little soccer team here when he was little, but
yeah.
So soccer is hugely popular.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are into soccer. I don't get it. I'm going to be straight up honest. I don't get it. I've been to a lot of – and some high-level soccer.
Sure.
But
I played when I was 5 and 6, and that was the extent of it. So I realized young that
but
that's not for
popular.
Me. Yeah.
I mean, it's popular. Yeah. So anyway, I digress. Anything else, Jason or Adam, that we need to talk about?
I don't think
so. No, I appreciate the time, and, you know, I look forward to building this relationship, and hopefully each time I'll be able to release a little more and peel the layers of this onion off so we can really see what this is going to be.
You bet. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks
for making it happen. Appreciate it. Jason Orme with us. And are you president, chair of the board? Jason, what's your role? Are you?
I'm just a board member. Marty Coates is our current president. So
your boat's full. Yeah. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks
for stopping by.
Join Vetter Equipment in Shenandoah for their open house, March the 2nd through the 6th. Parts specials, up to $500 off Case IH filters and Fleet Guard filters. Instant rebates on sweeps and openers. And remember, they have Fleet Guard filters for all of your equipment needs. That's the Customer Appreciation Open House at Vetter Equipment in Shenandoah, March the 2nd through the 6th at Vetter Equipment in Shenandoah.
69 degrees is our current temperature in the Country Sunshine listening area.
Here's the kind of math farmers like. $200 off eligible Firestone AD2 IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. And $100 off all eligible non-AD2 Firestone radials. The best part? This ain't hypothetical. This is Firestone's Spring Into Savings promotion. Available when you buy two or more Firestone tires from Southwest Iowa Tire and Service in Red Oak, Iowa. Offer ends April 30th. Contact us at Southwest Iowa Tire and Service in Red Oak, Iowa, 712-623-5444.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, and even played peekaboo for hours. You'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Dave Carball, and I'll help you make it easy and affordable to protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call my State Farm office today at 712-623-5639 to see how affordable life insurance can be. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When nature calls and you're nowhere near a bathroom, call Don John's Portable Restrooms for events, work sites, or that backyard bash. And if you've got sewer woes, they're your number one choice for cleaning, repairing, and installing mains. Family owned and operated, proudly serving all of Sunshine Country. When you need a place to go, call Don's Johns, 712-246-5592.
Are you looking for a great tree removal service? Call my dad, Justin, at Minor Tree Service. He does tree removal, trimming, and stump grading. Call my dad, Justin, at 712-621-4847 for a free estimate. That Minor Tree Service here for all your tree removal and stump grading needs. Make sure to call my dad at 712-621-4847.
It's tax return season, and there's no better time to freshen up your home. Whether you're looking for something traditional or the latest on-trend styles, check out Heinlein Home Furnishings. With sofas starting at $399 and reclining sofas as low as $699, Heinlein's has something for every budget. Super soft, chunky corduroy fabrics and the latest stain-resistant performance fabrics, allowing any family to have lighter colors that are easy cleaning and durable. 12 months, no interest with approved credit, and we also offer no credit needed financing to qualify. Heinlein Home Furnishings, Maryville, Missouri, Hardin, and Shenandoah, Iowa. Open late on Thursdays.
New season, new you, new look. Save up to 25% off on spring arrivals at Wheels Clothing in downtown Clarinda. Spring has arrived and your closet is calling. Fresh colors, light layers, feel good styles. Buy one item, save 15% off. Buy two items, save 20% off both. Buy three or more items, save 25% off on spring arrivals. Plus, denim and pants are 20% off. Purses and wallets, 15% off. Refresh your spring wardrobe with a trip to Wheels Clothing in downtown Clarinda.
Let's see what's happening with the markets at this hour, brought to you by Momentum Exterior Services. Remember, they offer their gutter cleaning program, Gutter Care Plus. Call 624-7858 or visit guttercleaningia.com to learn more.
Soybeans, corn, and hogs were up. Cattle were sharply lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market.